Julian, he's not Spanish. He's actually from France. So you're French.
Yes, I am.
Not French Canadian, right?
No, pure.
Pure French. Alhamdulillah.
You know what made me realize about the purpose of life is I was going to bed every night and thinking. This is the danger. This is the
danger. Hey, assalamu alaikum, guys. We're here in Spain. I'm with our brother here, and we were talking about tell us, Julian, you accepted Islam, and before we get into the meat and potatoes of your story, just real quick, tell us what had you thinking, what turned on the thinking to have you reflect on what's the purpose of life?
You know what made me realize about the purpose of life is I was going to bed every night and thinking what's the whole fuss about this life, you know? And I thought I was not upon the hack. I thought if I die tomorrow, something very bad might happen to me. And I thought I can't keep living my life without a real purpose that is given to me by God. And that's what it made me start to research in every type of religion. And then I found out there's no religion except Islam that tell you really what is your purpose. So that's why for me it was a no-brainer, because there was no competition. You know, we've been talking about that, you and I, for the past few days, is when you look at other religions, even if you want to give them a chance to compete with Islam, they become very quickly disqualified, because at the end of the day, if a religion can't tell you what is the purpose of your life, what do you need it for, you know? And to be honest, as I always said, I never wanted to be a Muslim. I never... wanted to, you know, practice Islam. As a French, I thought it would be very hard, but because I wanted to be truthful to my Creator, I had no choice to accept the truth. And God tells us what is the purpose, is to worship Him. And that was a game changer for me, because now all I do in my life, I focus on that. I try to worship Him the best way I can, and I know everything else I do will be a bonus, because this is the true purpose we need to fulfill.
You guys got that gem? That he had it in his innate nature. I mean, a person is not fulfilled until the living purpose. So you can be living for money, but what when that perishes? You can't take it with you when you go. So he started to reflect, and that's the challenge now. Do that. If you're seeking purpose, ask the one who created you, the owner of this heavens and, of the creation of the heavens and the earth, for guidance. Say, guide me. Why am I here? And then open up a world religions book. Start to look at the introduction to these religions. Make sure at the end you're sincere, and then also include Islam. And then go ahead and compare one to another. And without a doubt, if you're sincere and you're sincerely seeking the truth, God Almighty, the Creator, will guide you to that truth, which we believe is submission to His will. And that's Islam. And the other thing that He had mentioned, it was beautiful before we cut out, is worship. And worship in Islam is loving everything that the Creator loves for you to do that's good for you, because now you're living life according to your desires or according to God's game plan, and staying away from everything that displeases the Creator. That's worship, and He's living that. Stay tuned for more here with our brother in Spain, huh?
Valencia.
Valencia.